And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you miss. A lot of other really good stuff. All available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out. We welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. We are out here at Revelry on Richmond, where you can probably tell just from listening that it's pretty wild out here.
Yeah, it's a scene.
People are here for the tournament. People are here to get drunk. They're having fun. So are we. That's where we are. So come on out and join us. And I also have to tell you, we have Sam Houston Race Park tickets to give away for Saturday night. Come out to Revelry. All you have to do is go to the promo table and say, dude, I want to go to the racetrack Saturday night. I want to win money because Fred's going to show me how to win money, which I will do.
Right.
And if you do that,
you give out lessons.
I will freely give out winners Saturday night.
Yeah.
So you have to come up to the table. Okay, this is a little awkward because I can't hear a damn thing in my headphones.
I can't either. I can hear you barely.
I can barely hear me. I can hear you better than I can hear me.
But we're apparently maxed out here. I don't
know. Shea has turned everything up. I'm not putting this on him. And he's turtled up.
Well, it's because we've got the headphone amp there, but we're not plugged into it. Because we're doing the show over the speakers. So yeah. The headphone amp would normally allow us to turn up the headphones more, but it's a useless piece of metal right now.
It is. So, not
Nick,
much we can
I think
do.
Nick Sharara's tipsy.
Nick had just had his first BBH.
Second beer. He's had a rodeo clown and now a BBH.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, Nick, that's a little better than what you're used to, brother.
Do what? Good golly, Miss Molly. Oh, same thing. Yeah, yeah. You, how you feeling? You all right? Okay.
You know what? We're going to have Nick on at 6:30.
Oh, boy. Nick will be pregnant by 6:30.
Or at least trying to impregnate. One of the two. I don't know if he's going to go pitcher or catcher, but either way. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Hey, can we talk a little TV for a minute?
Sure.
We're kind of at a gap in the tournament, right?
Sort
of.
I mean, I think there's games going still.
But right now I'm looking up, there's nothing.
Just one game going. It's on a commercial. Yeah, Villanova's on.
Okay. And they're going to win by 30, so do we care?
It's closer. They'll probably end up winning by 30, but it's closer than it should be, or at least it was early on. It's 18-7 now. It was 8-7, so they've made a little run.
Well, as you know, we still have a year to go before we get Game of Thrones, right?
Right.
But a lot of stuff is starting to leak. And according to HBO Senior Vice President of Drama.
Drama for your mama.
Apparently, almost everybody dies.
His name's Dan, right?
No, his name is, or her name, I guess. Francesca Orsi.
Francesca. No, it's Francesca.
No, it's Francesca.
No, it's Francesca.
Well, basically, he or she, I'm not sure which.
That's a lady.
Okay, this is killing me because I can't even hear myself talk. None of the cast had received the scripts prior, and one by one they started falling down to their deaths, he or she said. Apparently they were shocked, the actors were shocked that so many of them die. And she says, we have until 2019 to see what happens, but they're going to do all these spinoffs. Orsi says, it feels like corporate malfeasance to not continue the story. Because, yeah, basically you're trying to make as much money as you can, right?
Yeah.
He or she says that's why it's already spawned 3, 4, maybe 5 spinoffs.
Yeah.
We're going big.
How do you feel about that?
Hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be interested in? The whole thing that led up to Robert's Rebellion, like a prequel?
I'd be interested in that.
That I would watch.
But I expect closure on the story. Even though they've only got 1 year left, that's their decision to do that. I expect closure on the story.
Well, that needs to happen in this one.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, and I agree. So what I would like to see is, if we're going to have a spinoff, I'd like more Targaryens before the Rebellion. I'd like dragons.
The Mad King. And
the Mad King would be kind of awesome.
Okay.
Some dragons flying around, burning people. But yeah, that's kind of where I am.
But then you're talking about, I mean, there's not very many characters that...
Okay, time out. Shay, do not hand those to me right now. We have two left. What you're supposed to do is hold those up and say two. Then we have two left. We have 2 4-packs left for Sam. I hope he knows I'm screwing with
it's
him.
It's a struggle bus for Shay today.
It is. It's not his fault. Because maybe Dwight, just brought it over and gave them to him.
It's not all his fault.
You know, this is new to him, right? It's like really good beer is new to Nick.
Yeah.
Bad things are going to happen. You're going to have mistakes will be made. I'm willing to forgive these mistakes. I am. Because, you know, that's how I roll. But, no, I want to see – I'm really intrigued by the Mad King stuff and everything that led up to it. But do I really want to see 400 years before? Am I interested in that?
No.
How the Night King came to be?
Because I don't know any of those characters.
No, exactly. Do I want to know what happens after? No. The story's supposed to end, right?
I mean, ideally, yes.
Because I finally finished Longmire last night. The story ended. It ended well.
Okay.
I don't need a season 7.
You're good.
I don't need a prequel.
You burned through that bad boy.
It took me about a month and a half, actually.
Okay.
Because the wife was
gone. Guess it just felt slow for me because I've been watching it since the beginning.
Right.
Like, I was watching it when I had to wait a week and then watch a show and wait a week and watch a show.
Well, no, we blazed through it, and then the wife left for 2 weeks, and we were watching it together, so I didn't want to watch it without her. Then she came back. We watched a few more. Then she left last week. So, yeah, we just finished it. But it ended well. Now, if I we're going to have a spinoff of that series, I'd like a Matthias series.
What do you mean? On Longmire.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good.
I would watch that.
I'd be interested in that.
Because I thought he was a fantastic character that was underutilized. Yeah. That I would pay attention to. But like, as far as spinoffs on Game of Thrones, who could carry a series? The people that could carry a series are already carrying it.
Or they'll already be dead.
Like Tyrion. Tyrion could carry a series, but he kind of already is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm down with the prequel, but 5 spinoffs? What else are you going to do?
Could you maybe do a Kingslayer-era Jaime spinoff?
I wouldn't watch it. That doesn't interest me. Now, maybe it interests somebody else. I mean, we're not talking about what interests me.
Right. Can we do a spinoff of when Khaleesi used to get naked all the time?
That I would watch.
Right.
That would be called dragon porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But I just don't know how many spinoffs you can actually do. Like, they were talking about doing a spinoff on Braavos.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't care.
A spinoff on the Iron Islands, Fred. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so good.
But I get what they're doing. They're like, this has been the most successful show they've ever had.
You got to milk it.
And yes, I get that. It's about money.
And they're doing a prequel of The Sopranos now.
Well, we talked about that the other day, which I'm not really interested in. To me, that story was told. And that's kind of how I feel about Game of Thrones. I think they've told the story.
Yeah.
Now, if they did.
Yeah, but remember, people thought that that Star Wars had told the story, and then. Oh, yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah,
so
I kind of feel like that's the... I still haven't seen that spinoff movie, whatever it was called.
Oh, the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. The Last Jedi?
Well, no, I haven't seen that, but I never saw the one that was...
The Force Awakens?
No, I saw that. The other one that was, like, basically a spinoff movie.
Rogue One.
Oh.
What's
Rogue
that?
One?
Yeah, I never saw that.
Oh, okay.
I have no interest in seeing it.
Davidson and Kentucky just got underway.
Yep, just tipped 19:35 to go in the first. No score. And Kenny Smith is trying to tell us he knows about college basketball.
No, that's my least favorite thing about this time of year is they have guys who probably haven't watched more than 2 or 3 games this whole season telling you, like analyzing games like they know what they're
it's
talking about.
It's like Stephen A. Smith talking boxing is what
oh,
it is.
Oh, and yep, Chuck's up on stage.
Chuck and Kenny. I was watching some of it earlier. Okay, well, can I just say there's two things that I really hate that I watched today. One of them was the studio show with these guys because they don't know what they're talking about. The other one is that damn Good Morning NFL show. Do you ever watch that?
No.
It is so bad. I mean, here's the second day of free agency, and they're doing these skits, like an entire segment of skits. I'm kind of like, can you just shut up and tell me who's signing where and who might sign where? And I get it. Part of their problem is, you know, they're so far behind Twitter and everything else.
Right.
And that's the problem with studio shows. But come on, man. You're supposed to be there telling me about what's going on with free agency. And instead you're playing these stupid games for an entire segment where you tell me nothing.
That sounds about right.
And talking about your – and I'm okay with talking about yourselves because we do that. But, like, the woman who runs the show, all she talks about is herself and how awesome she is.
Is she awesome?
She's cute. I mean, she's not particularly –
She's not, like, leave your wife cute?
No, no. She's bright, but she's not brilliant.
Okay.
So I'm just curious if other people have watched that show and have the same thought.
No, I've never watched it.
713.
I recommend you stop watching it.
Well, I've watched it the last few days because I was really interested in what they had to say about the free agent signings.
Now they're not talking about it, so.
But now, no, now they're doing skits, so.
And now you're officially right. It is now 25-8. The route is on for Villanova.
Well, I said they'd win by 30, right?
They may win by 40.
They haven't scored 30 yet, so.
No, but it could very well happen. And that game was like 7-6 or 8-7, something like that. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Man Centers. If you think maybe your testosterone is low, why not go get it checked out at Man Centers? They've got that free general male wellness checkup still going. That's $150 value. That'll let you know if your testosterone's low. And if it is, they're going to help you out. And it's not with the injections. It's not what you're thinking, the synthetic shots. It's a natural way of to get your body to start producing more of the testosterone that it makes on its own. Synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. You don't want that stuff. Go to Man Centers. They've got three locations, Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area in Houston, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball. Give them a call to set up your appointment today. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. And they're now booking appointments on Saturday. So if you can't get in there during the week, well, now you can get in there on Saturday. Those appointments fill up fast, so jump on and call today. Book your appointments online. Mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Davidson and Kentucky tied at 10. Now 12-10 UK, 14:35 to go.
It's the only total I played today.
Did you play the under?
No, over, 144.
Okay.
So,
well, it started slow.
I said that I like the over in this game because I expect it to be a close game. And in the tournament, teams will start fouling earlier if it's a close game. And that can extend the game out by quite a bit, you know. So,
yeah.
A couple extra possessions. I'll take it.
Drunk Bevo says, Robert's Rebellion and maybe how the Targaryens captured Westeros. The king who kneeled, etc. That makes sense. I would watch that. And then Kyle says,
I don't know what I'd watch, honestly. I mean,
well, I'll probably watch whatever they throw at me at first. But it'll be like Star Wars. I'll be like, never mind.
Yeah.
Kyle says the two white dudes on that show have to go talking about Good Morning Football. Yeah, they're brutal. It's actually
so. It's two white dudes, a chick, and who else?
Nate Burleson.
Is Nate Burleson the most famous guy on that broadcast?
Yeah.
Oof. Who signed off on that? Is that on NFL Network?
Yeah.
God, they're desperate for programming.
Yeah, and listen, I get that things are slow.
Oh, boy, are they.
But this week they're not.
It shouldn't be.
No, this week you should be. Like, they didn't. The first thing I tuned in yesterday, it's like, better signing, Kirk Cousins or Case Keenum. Okay, I get those are the big signings. Fine. But then they're doing this ridiculous bit about which rap song would describe free agency to you this year. They did an entire segment on that.
I don't even want to guess. I don't.
Well, I don't even remember the songs, and I don't know rap, so okay. But they did an entire segment on that. So basically, for 15 minutes, they told me nothing about who was signing with who might be signing with somebody else. It was brutal.
Yeah. Well, at least you learned a lesson, right? That was a teaching moment.
Well, and here's what's worse, though, is this morning I was really trying to get NFL free agent information.
Okay.
So I figured that's a place to get it. When that didn't work, I went to SportsCenter. No, it's all about the Lakers and the Nuggets and all this crap that I don't care about.
All this crap? You're calling the Nuggets crap?
Yeah, I am. I'm calling anything going on in the NBA today, I don't care about. On this day, like, if you had some tournament stuff, fine.
I'm surprised that ESPN.com isn't all tournament stuff.
Well, it should be, but CBS has a tournament, right?
Yeah.
So they're not going to do a lot of tournament, but why are you not doing NFL free agency?
That's odd.
And, okay, I get it. That's all I care about right now. But, well, that and my bets on tournament games. Was that an official burp or was that more of a?
I mean, I guess technically it was. It wasn't very strong.
Okay, so a weekie at 6:23.
Yeah.
Did baby Dwight just fall down and pretend not to?
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Tasha, let your man sleep. Let him go to sleep. He's tired.
Dude, every time I.
He's been in there laying in bed talking on the phone to her. He's got to be tired.
A friend of mine was here earlier. He goes, oh, is that FaceTime woman? Like, yeah. And he goes, oh, my God. And he just, like, ran. He was like, okay, I'm not getting anywhere near. I'm not even talking to her.
It's crazy.
Because she might rub off on me. I don't blame him. I got to tell you, the more I think about this, the more bat bleep I think it is.
He's not getting tired of this. Tell him to give me a thumbs up if he likes being on FaceTime 24/7.
Yeah, and see, he's kind of an attractive guy. I don't, you know, he could do a lot better than a stalker.
I don't see a thumb.
No.
There ain't no thumb popping up.
Oh, I'm not a stalker. I'm watching him sleep.
Yep.
On a camera, but I'm not a stalker.
Yep. I said, tell him to give him a thumbs up if he likes being on FaceTime 24/7. He basically put his hand in his pocket. Well,
hey, whatever.
He's like Richard Simmons being held captive.
Richard Simmons is about to lose a big lawsuit.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Over what?
I don't know if you saw that, but the whole thing about his people reported that he wanted to have a sex change operation.
Yeah.
And
he's going to lose that?
He sued them. He countersued them. But apparently he's going to lose like $130 million because of that.
How?
Because I guess he was trying to have it done.
Oh, no.
They were telling the truth.
Well, whoops.
Just saying. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. You can always tweet us. You know the numbers.
35-12 Villanova.
Okay, they're not up 30. I said they were going to win by 30.
I think they're going to win by 30.
What was the spread in this game, just out of curiosity?
23.5.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't have touched that, but...
Yeah, I can't play those kind of spreads. But of all the mega spreads, this was the one that I was like, yeah, I could see that happening. Just because Villanova scores so much.
Shea's looking all nervous over here. I think he went the other way.
Oh.
I think he went
He's
against,
on Radford?
Yep. I knew it.
You're
I
on Radford?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he gambles as much as we do.
I mean, the good news the good news is you're still inside the number if you did bet Radford. I mean, by a half point, and we're only 7 minutes into the first.
All right. So I have two four packs to give away here to Sam Houston Race Park for Saturday night.
Well, if I were Anthony Kiedis, I know who I'd give them to. I'd give them to your mama, and I'd give them to your daughter.
You do a little dance, and then you drink a little water. Yeah. You know, my daughter doesn't really need me to give her tickets. I could probably get her in. Dude, all right, let me ask you this. Does this make me a bad parent that yesterday before the show, we had about an hour and a half to kill? So I'm playing Sam Houston on my computer, and I'm showing my daughter how to wheel trifectas.
No.
And she's, like, rooting along with me. We hit a pretty good one, too. And
that's love.
I mean, I think that's parenting, right?
That's love.
I'm just showing her.
All you can do is teach your kids what you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It ain't like you're good at a bunch of other stuff.
I did tell her not to tell her mom that.
Of course.
Well, no, I'm not. There's not much I'm good at, right? I mean, I'm okay at radio. Yeah, I'm a pretty good singer.
Unless you're drunk.
Unless I'm really drunk, yeah.
Yeah, then you're actually pretty
bad. I'm good
at
gambling. Pretty good at writing fiction and selling movies and stuff like that. But that's about it.
Right. So take the things that you're good at and pass them on.
Well, and that's the thing. As a parent, I'm just trying to kind of show her the things I'm good at. And it's all good, right?
I like that.
But what was cool was I'm showing her how I'm wheeling this trifecta. And she goes, Dad, are you putting everybody in third? I was going to leave this horse out. She goes, you should put everybody in third. It's only $4 more.
Yeah.
And she was right. And we hit it for about $400. But
there you go.
So I'm very, as a parent, a little proud. Anyway, I've got 2 4-packs to Sam Houston. So here's the deal. You want to come out Saturday night, hang out, eat free food, and get one free winner from me, guaranteed, or your
a
money
lock.
Back. Well, yeah.
Stone Cold Locks.
So we have 2 4-packs. Come up.
Bet on this race as
Jay,
if the horses
Jay
have already
has
run.
The 4-packs. All you have to do is come up to him, pat him on the shoulder, and you're going.
Jack's Raiders underway. So over there on the far
screen.
Do you
have action on that one?
Do
no,
I?
I'm just an SFA alum.
Oh, you're an SFA alum.
Really? Is that the move? Is that thing you just did with your fingers?
What was
that? The SFA move? That's also get your guns up.
No, guns up is just the one.
One finger?
Oh, my God.
I mean, an extra finger? That
what,
look, you look like you did guns up.
You guys a finger
up.
To the guns up?
You look like you did guns up.
All right, I got to tell you, as a UH guy where all we did was add an extra finger.
I don't like that move either.
I know.
It's like, oh, we don't want to hook them, so let's
yeah, we can't do this because this is hook 'em in the devil.
Let's pick up
but
one
hey,
other finger.
Let's throw another finger, and oh, it's Goku's. Yeah.
That's a total ripoff of Guns Up. What does that have to do with axing? There's no axe there.
That is not an axe. An axe is like this, okay?
Yeah, axe them. That's or you could do this, like chop, like the
No, that's because that's not an axe. That's a hand axe. And that's a tomahawk chop. That doesn't work. You got to do the full two-hand.
A full
see,
load
here you
up.
Go. All right, so I want you guys to ditch this fake guns up thing of yours and go with this because I think this works. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Texas Can Academy.
Just cover 11.
Yeah, you know what?
I mean, whatever else.
You can put up whatever fingers you want as long as you cover 11 points. That's all we care about. All right? 12 for me, but 11 for the general public. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Texas Can Academies. Every day they change lives, and they graduate thinkers. And, guys, they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. And when you hear, oh, they dropped out of other schools, well, some of these are kids who had to get jobs to support their families. Some of these are kids who couldn't even get to school because they had no transportation. Well, Texas Can Academies works around that. They'll get them bus passes. They'll work around their job schedule and get them classes that fit their schedule. And so many of these kids, hardworking, good kids go on to do great things in life, and it's all because of Texas Can Academies. And guess what? You can help. All you have to do is donate a vehicle that you're not using anymore. And it doesn't matter. It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV, a tractor. Doesn't matter if it won't start. Doesn't matter if you know the battery ran out and you didn't know what to do with it. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. That's simple. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. How about this? a free $50 Visa gift card. So call the Texans Can Academies today, 713-225-4226. Say, hey, I'm a blitzer. I want to donate my vehicle. I want to do good. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Separated.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Revelry on Richmond, where the party is absolutely going on. The funny part, though, Shay is like celebrating when it's 8-2 SFA. Like, dude, you do realize we're only 3 minutes in.
It's so funny. When I'm when I start out early losing a bet, it's over. I've made a foolish mistake. But if I'm winning, I never try to get excited.
No, I don't get excited until...
until it's like a blowout.
Until I know it, right?
Yep.
Like last night, I bet that over on the Leafs and Stars after the second period when they were already over.
That's I'm when like, you celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I got this.
Yeah, especially in hockey, because it's not like it's out of the ordinary. You just go two quarters where or two periods where nobody scores.
Right, and then all of a sudden you score 8 goals in the third. But it was funny because last night I look up and I go, and I hadn't checked the score, and I look up, it's the end of the second, and the over-under was 5.5, and there are already 6 goals scored. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to count that as a win because we're at 6 goals.
Fair.
They wound up scoring 9. Didn't matter to me. They could score 50. They could score 7. Didn't matter. Okay, so I have a prediction. Our buddy Nick Sharara is going to get violated by one of these SFA women tonight.
Maybe so. It's possible.
Because, frankly, maybe one of the SFA men, because Shay's smiling at that. But he's on his second rodeo clown. He had a good golly Miss Molly. And we've hung out with Nick. He's, I won't say he's a lightweight, but he's not a heavyweight.
No. Well, you've been going pretty hard, too.
I'm all right.
I mean, yeah, but you haven't been drinking much lately.
I've had 5 of these.
Right.
It's a lot.
I mean, that's a lot for someone who hasn't been drinking.
Well.
So maybe you and Nick.
No. I'm actually.
We'll pick SFA
chick. Here's the problem is, like, I went hard this weekend. I kind of think I'm back in shape now.
Oh, you're back in the you're back in the groove.
Because I kind of feel fine.
Okay.
Now, ask me again in an hour when it hits me.
Okay.
And I might be like, but no, I feel fine.
Okay.
I really do. But, see, Nick's over there chatting up the promo chance.
Of course.
And.
Play on, playa.
Yeah. And I think he thinks he has a chance.
Well, he doesn't think he has a chance with Tasha, right?
Well, no, he knows better than that.
He's on that Nancy train?
Yeah, I think he's on the Nancy train.
Well, Juggalo Trey's going to be disappointed by that.
Well, I think we knew Juggalo Trey had no shot.
All right.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And, man, it is hopping out here. If you want a cool place to come watch the games, Revelry on Richmond is it.
It's a good spot. Good spot to watch the whole tournament. It's a good spot, man. They've got a ton of TVs here. The food is good. I had the cheeseburger egg rolls, which sound gross, but they're really good.
They look fantastic.
And the Parmesan garlic truffle fries. Oh, yeah. That was the good stuff.
I just had a plain burger. I have to say, very good.
Yeah. You like to, when we're out at restaurants, you like to order a burger with no bun, just a meat patty.
With cheese on it.
With cheese, okay. But no condiments?
I might put, if it sucks, I'll put ketchup on it.
Okay. No mustard?
No, I never
do
mustard.
A mustard guy.
No, mustard is, like, on my list of things that I never do. Like, pickles are number one.
Okay.
Tomatoes, 2. Mustard, 3.
Okay.
Now, honey mustard? Yes.
Okay. What about olives?
Not on my hate list, but not interested.
Okay. All right. I like learning about you, Fred.
Just saying. I've been pretty clear about my hatred of pickles and stuff like that forever.
By the way, this game, dangerously close of getting out of hand for Davidson. They needed to be really efficient from distance to have a chance.
44-23 at the half in favor of Villanova.
Villanova.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're down 30-21 right now. And Davidson, 3 of 10 from 3. They're going to need to be better than that.
I'm
better
gonna
than
say
3
that,
of 10.
That's not good.
3 of 10 won't get it done today. Because Kentucky's not shooting threes. They're just using big bodies, getting inside, dunking the ball. Kentucky has taken 3 threes today. So that's not how they win. They're just trying to bully you, and you got to stand out there and hit your shots. That's what you got to do. And so far, Davidson not doing it. Down 9. 4.5 to go in the first.
Okay, you know who has a pretty good sense of humor? John Granato.
Okay, I agree.
Did you see what he just tweeted out?
No.
Texas Tech doesn't look ready for the big stage. Looks like their coach's first time here.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you heard the show yesterday.
I didn't hear the show, but I did hear that.
Yeah, John might have messed up a little bit. So good for him making a joke out of it. Remember when it was 8-2 SFA?
Uh-huh.
8-7 SFA.
Okay.
So I was trying to tell him not to celebrate too much. It was 3 minutes in, right?
Yeah. This is a really low-scoring game.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Because it was like 8-3 about 5 minutes ago. So not a lot of action going on here.
So the Texans officially announced their 4 free agent signings. Aaron Colvin, Zach Fulton, Chantrell Henderson, and Senio Calamete.
Right.
And so there's quotes from them, including Brian Gane.
And added or re-signed Jonathan Joseph.
Actually, they re-signed a lot of guys. Brian Peters.
Yeah.
Who they had given up on. And, by the way, C.J. Fedorowicz on the retired list.
Yeah. Which is a bummer because it actually looked like he was figuring out how to play football.
Yeah, but he's had 75 concussions.
Yeah, it's time.
He's turned into Eric Lindros.
It's time.
Yeah.
All right, guys, now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call at 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned, without chemicals, without soap. And they've been doing it for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, guys. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on our show. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned for free, and they'll throw in a free speed dry with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Revelry on Richmond, where everybody's having a good time.
And if you look behind you, Fred, Coug is underway.
Yeah, they're down 8-7, now up 9-8.
Hey, I want UH to win in the worst way, okay, as a UH guy.
I don't.
I'd like it to be 70-67. You'd be okay with that, right?
I'd be okay with it, but for my bracket purposes, I'd like UH to just go ahead and lose.
Screw your bracket, okay? No offense, but...
I haven't lost a game on my bracket yet. What if I have the perfect bracket for $1 billion?
Never going to happen. You're going to lose this one. Good for you. San Diego State's going to cover. UH is going to win.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Shame on you for picking against my Cougars.
Sorry.
Just for that, I'm going to go change my pick and pick against your beloved Longhorns.
My beloved Longhorns.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Little known fact, he has Bevo tattooed to his junk.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, it's true. I've heard. I don't know for a fact.
Well,
all right. Do you have a hop in on Hollywood or no?
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't even prepare one today because I didn't figure we'd have time. And then I also didn't realize it was already the last segment.
It is the last segment, yeah.
My goodness, I could have thrown something together, but I've been, I've been obsessing with basketball.
Okay.
I apologize.
So what do we do for the last segment now that you don't have a hopping on?
I mean, holiday? I've got some other stuff we could talk about.
That'd be great.
I feel, are you?
Because I've kind of gone through my stuff.
Are you disappointed?
No.
Because sometimes I feel like you don't really like Hoffman on Hollywood that much.
No, I do.
It's like, okay.
That's how we end every Thursday. And without it, it's kind of like, you know how if you don't get to take your kids to baseball on weekends, you feel there's a little emptiness there?
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel about Hoffman on Hollywood not being there.
Okay.
Just saying, it's like one of my kids.
So we've talked about... We've talked about our Uber ratings on this show before.
Yeah.
And how I have a better Uber rating than you.
And I mean, I don't care if I throw up there and smoke weed and somebody pees there. If I can get 300 people into a house for a party.
Yeah.
5 stars.
She said that after leaving the house littered with broken bottles and marijuana and urine, she said it was insult to injury to see that she got a 3-star review saying that he was having a hard time reaching her during his stay. So, not a great host.
I wonder why.
Not a great host. If we can't reach you, it's not ideal. So, yeah, that's not great. But, yeah, 300 people. $18,000 in
that's
damage.
Actually fairly light on damage for 300 people.
Yeah.
I gotta say, if I had 300 of my friends into a place,
it'd be worse than that.
If we couldn't do $18,000 worth of damage,
I gotta say, I don't have 300 friends.
I would consider it a failure.
Yeah.
To me,
you expect more.
Yeah. I mean, we gotta be into six figures, bro. I'm serious. There's no way in hell that my friends couldn't do six figures worth of
damage. 47 million Airbnb stays, 0.004% have ever reported damage over $1,000.
Okay.
It doesn't happen often.
Well, I kind of feel like this. You're challenging me now.
Do you ever use Airbnb?
No, I would never. I mean, why?
I've used it a couple times. I used it in Chicago because... we couldn't get a hotel there in the Wrigleyville area, but we were able to find a one-bedroom apartment there. And, I mean, it was in walking distance of everything we wanted to do. So, I mean, it was just an ideal setup for us.
It's just not for me because...
because you like to pee on the floor and then they...
No, I just like hotels.
Okay.
And, you know, and from my old days at the Chronicle when I used to travel a lot, I'm pretty much platinum with every hotel chain. So if there's not a room, I can get a room.
You can get in there anyway.
Yeah. Where are we at on UH here?
14-13 Coug, 12:48 to go.
Because it's right behind
us. In the first half, yeah.
And I don't feel like that's the right thing to do is to turn around and...
well, it makes everybody pay attention to us.
That's nice.
Everyone's watching us. Or watching the game, watching us.
Well, see, we can feel like they're watching
us. Right.
The reality is they're watching the game.
Of course.
Like, especially the women. And you think for a second, maybe she's looking at me.
No, she's not.
Maybe she's looking at AJ. Nope.
Nope,
she's looking at Rob Gray's man bun.
Sorry I didn't do a full-on Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
That's okay, but that was a good
you
story.
You seem disappointed.
Well, you know, it's something I look forward to.
And Stephen F. Austin's almost completely blown the big lead that Shea was excited about earlier.
The 8-2 lead.
They've officially blown it now.
Yeah, the 8-2 lead.
Yeah.
That huge lead of 8-2.
Yes. Well, you don't get worked up.
We're going to have to train Shea up a little bit because he gambles. If you gamble, you got to know 8-2 is meaningless.
Oh, yeah. Unless it's baseball.
Right.
Or hockey.
Right.
Then you're in good shape.
Yeah, 8-2 in hockey. I'm like probably cashing the ticket already.
So tomorrow we're at Prime Social Club.
We playing poker?
I think we're going to play.
Okay.
I think we're going to play. I'll let you know. I'll text you tonight
and let you know
for sure.
If you are, I am.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to wrap it up. Want to thank Revelry. Always fun coming out here. Great beer selection, great food, great people. Great job by John Lee. Going to give him an A+. He kept us on the air. AJ Hoffman gets an A+. Shay gets a...
I didn't get an A- today because I didn't do a Hoffman on Hollywood.
That's okay. I'm still giving you an A+. You were great. I'm going to give myself a solid C.
What are you giving the beer?
The beer was really good.
An A?
B.
Okay.
Shay, I'm going to give a C+.
Oh, that's generous.
He rallied.
That's generous.
And I gave him a couple tasks, and he did it. All right. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy.